It's a slightly indecisive, isn't it? Mm. Can you do more if no rules are there, right?
We will not process anything that is not going constitutional processes, and that conforms to the basic principles of democracy, which is that before anything comes to us, it should go through the provincial legislature, because it is a Section 76 piece of legislation. It means like the Jefferson. If it means that that will cause us some delay in the process, we think that democracy is much more important than processes. And as I said yesterday, the DA do not want this expropriation bill to go through, because they want to retain land in bad hands. And we are committed as an ANC and as this government to ensure that expropriation would happen at each other.
Another one, sir. It's actually not nice to hear from Honourable Mahua that the allegations that have been made require some honest. Because we don't actually have a problem with expropriation. We don't have a problem with it. But this institution that's called the Parliament of South Africa has regulation. And there are certain procedures with different time frames. And we have to obey these. This is why we are here. We are legislators.
Can we request that you withdraw and just
Chairperson, I am prepared to withdraw, but then Honourable Makua must withdraw the statement saying that the DA is not in favour of expropriation and land reform. Because that's not the truth. The process here is the issue, and not what he has raised. He's not in front of the television cameras. He must do what has to be done in this committee.
The difficulty between what you are raising and what the reality is, because Honorable Mapu is speaking on behalf of the party that is represented here. The representatives from that party can be able to speak on behalf of that party. You are speaking of a member who is coming here to speak on his behalf. Can you withdraw?
I will withdraw, but you have to face the fact that the Constitutional Court ruled against the President.
Honorable Palimi, can you please withdraw what you said?
What business I will do now, Honourable Chairperson?
We remove the issue that you said from the table.
I remove the issue that I said from the table.
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, I do believe, as Chairperson, as you said, I know you're quite good, but I know you're a long line, etc., but really would like to see you for quite a while. To be in the position where you're at, although we don't know if the elections are to happen, you know, it's like what it does anyway. I just want to say, for us, it is second on the tour, but like any idea, anyway. But anyways, Chairperson, I just want to say, it is about this, and I really believe that when we do things at once, we cannot, because we want to do something this time. It cannot work like that. And I really want you to take this to the state advisor to keep input on this, if it can go through like this, because I'm not trying to be funny here by saying, but this will become a legal battle, what the Patrick will take on, and I really want to get to it right to this time, so that we don't get in this situation. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Chairman.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll stand up for now and allow the state to make any decision. The state law is right and here to speak on their behalf, but my difficulty on this part is that we are putting them in the terrain that is not theirs. That's my problem. This is not their terrain. The issue here is that the committee is taking a decision that this matter must stand up until today, so that you can proceed. We are here, we are ready to proceed. You want them to and so your message is not in the other race. And if, I mean, members are here at liberty to speak and raise whatever issue that they want to raise, but let's not put the state law writer into a corner that they must not be heard.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you, Secretary, for affording me this opportunity. I am humbly requesting the chairman that he should allow us to continue with the business of the day that we have agreed upon yesterday. That is my humble opinion on the research.
Can we address honorable members that you proceed? Honorable Malini and can we assist us and bring on Monday's committee too?
The vote in favor of the law, and it's dated the 9th of May, which was also not good. I'd like to see the text of the book that the city got from the
can we agree on our members that we will proceed? We have copies of the mandates. We know what is the case. Honorable Makwe.
Can I come in on a point of question? One, Honorable Kalidas is not on record saying his mic was not on. Number two, Honorable Kalidas is making a verification on a money that is not signed by him. It's signed by another house, which is a local legislator of a institution. Just present it as is.
But you are not recognized. You are not. Let's clarify you. You are reading a mandate sent to this committee by a house properly constituted to make a decision. Please don't do that. Don't tell us about what is the idea of the person. I called whom and who said that. And we are talking about something that is before you. If you want to challenge the authenticity of the mandate before you, then you are well within your rights. But please read what is written before you. If you can't, let's allow other members to do this.
I have read and said that the province votes in favor of the bill.
Thank you. Honorable Matthew, can we put it as a second mandate project?
Thank you, Chairperson. How aim is this one that is in gold? Today's open deliberation was the 9th of May, and the vote of the legislature reads as follows. The Hafeng Provincial Legislature supports the principle and detail of the book and therefore votes in favor of the expropriation. Thank you.
Honorable Simonia, would you want to assist us again? Honorable Simonia, would you want to assist us again?
The deliberation were on Friday the 6th of May 2015, and the legislature
Honorable Speaker, I'm very curious to start with an office.
Honorable wheelchair person, when the deported is in the house, you normally say the chairperson of the committee, let me correct myself, normally say the committee agreed to. But if we do not officially lodge our votes or our position against that, and there is a third committee, then you will take it for granted that we have supported the vote, and legally we cannot do that. So we want to take legal action, and I'm telling you, we are lodging our complaint against it.
Supported the bill. I'm satisfied with that
but you cannot say in the committee it was agreed by the committee, because we officially want to lodge our objection to this, and it must please be limited like that.
Another question.
Just a thank you very much. I wanted to say, even if we raise or use individually, but majority vote.
The reality is that I have earlier would support you what I read here as the adoption. Honorable Minister G supported by Honorable Mako. She will tell you objecting on behalf of all other members. And I said it is wrong, you can't see for members who are here. Can we agree that we close this matter? Thank you so much from the department's right. We thank you so much for your participation. The state law advisor, members who are here that is putting in their own right. We are going to be going straight into the meeting that is going to be chaired by Honorable Eddie McCoy. Thank you. Thank you.